Praise Yahusha. Praise Yahusha. When was Yahusha the Messiah's name changed to Jesus? And when was the Father Yahweh's name changed to Jehovah? We'll be answering that and other questions. We're going to be going to Ezekiel, chapter 20, and also chapter 43. When was the name changed? Well, the J in the alphabet did not come along until 1565. It is provable that there was no consonantal J sound in the English language before 1565, when it was created by a printer named Guile Bayes. How was the Savior's name pronounced before then? Well, we believe, according to all the different studies and the reference materials, that it was Yahusha, or Yahusha in the longer form. And we'll be getting to that later. We want to go to the scriptures right now, though. This is Stephen Yah. Let's go to Ezekiel, chapter 20, verse 31. For when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel? As I live, saith Yahweh, I will not be inquired of by you. And that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all, that you say, we will be as the heathen, as the families of the countries around us, to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith Yahweh, the Almighty, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, will I rule over you. And somebody there would say, well, wait a minute, I'm not going to have a man rule over me, or anyone. We'll just have Caesar rule over us, or Clinton, or the Bushes, or Obama. Yeah, but we're not going to have the Almighty rule over us. I mean, that's the easiest way. The blessed way is to have Almighty Yahweh rule over us with all of his beautiful, perfect rules that he shows in Scripture to us. There, which one do you have a problem with? You don't know, well, then neither do I. I don't have a problem with any of them. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. So he's going to bring us out from these heathen peoples, these other Israelites, or Edomites, or those who used to be grafted into the good olive tree. He's going to bring us into his land, into the land that he has chosen for us. Yes, even being grafted back into the good olive tree, back into the Messiah, the tree of life. He will gather us out of the countries wherein you are scattered. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face, as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Mitzrayim, or Egypt. So will I plead with you, saith Yahweh, the Almighty. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, like sheep passing under a rod. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and those that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country wherein they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. As of you, O house of Israel, the old house of Ephraim there, call it, all of us backsliders, or former backsliders, we're not sinners. We don't make a practice of sinning, so we're not called sinners, because we're cleansed, we're made righteous by the blood of the Messiah, of Yahusha the Messiah. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh, go and serve you every one of his idols. And hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but you want to pollute my separated name, but you pollute you my pure name no more with your gifts and with your idols. For in my separated mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith Yahweh, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all of your pure or separated things, your Kodesh things. Verse 41 of Ezekiel 20, I will accept you with your sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be set apart in you before the heathen, and you shall know that I am Yahweh when I bring you out, when I shall bring you into the land of Yisrael, into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all of your doings wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. He's speaking to us. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O you house of Yisrael, saith Yahweh. Moreover, Yahweh, the word came unto me. Keep reading. Verse 46, Son of man, set thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south, and prophesy against the forest of the south field, and say to the forest of the south, Hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, Behold, I will kindle a fire in thee. I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree. The flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein. And all flesh shall see that I, Yahweh, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then said I, Ah, O Yahweh Almighty, they say of me, Does he not speak parables? That was Ezekiel 20, then to chapter 43. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the esteem of Yahweh filled the house, and I heard him speaking unto me out of the house, and a man stood by me, and he said unto me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will tabernacle or dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my Kadosh name, or separated name, shall the house of Israel no more defile. We shall not defile his name any longer. No more defile neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places. In their setting of their threshold by my thresholds, and their post by my posts, and the wall between me and them, they have even defiled my separated name by their abominations that they have committed. Wherefore I have consumed them in mine anger. Now let them put away their whoredom and the carcasses of their kings far from me, and I will dwell in the midst of them forever. I will tabernacle. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house, and the fashion thereof, and the goings out, and the comings in thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and all the forms thereof, and all the laws thereof, and write it in their sight, that they may keep the whole form thereof, and all the ordinances thereof, and do them. So that is a good thing. And then they reference here to Ezekiel 36:26. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your mighty one. Chapter 36, 31. Then you shall remember your own evil ways, and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. We are reading from Ezekiel. They changed the name of the Father, Yahweh. They changed that. They took away the name. They said that it was supposed to be silent. They changed the name of the Messiah, Yahusha, to Jesus, the letter J. The letter J never came along until at least we just read here the year 1565. We're going to be reading more about that here a little bit later on. And we want to go to an article called My People Shall Know My Name and Has Not Denied My Name and Are Sealed with My Name. It's by Marisha Truman. And it's on page 3. We start out with more scriptures. This is from a Toledo, Ohio, House of Yahva. I can find page 3. It's kind of a small little booklet. Kind of difficult to navigate, but we're going to make it. The key of knowledge is the name of Yahva. Luke 11, woe unto you lawyers, or woe unto you, you ministers. You know, we have ministers these days, professional ministers who have been through the colleges and the universities and the seminaries and so on. And not all of them were bad. At least they, when they came away from it, they at least forgot the parts that they should have forgotten and just kept the good. There's a lot of good ministers. Luke 11, woe unto you lawyers, you have taken away the key of knowledge. You have entered not in yourselves, and then that were entering in you hindered. And Jeremiah 8:8, you say we are wise, W-I-S-E, and the law of Yahweh is with us. Lo, certainly in vain he made it. The pen of the scribers is in vain. Jeremiah 12:16, it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, Yahweh liveth, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, or the Lord. They taught my people to swear by the Lord, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. That was in Jeremiah 12:16. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 5, the council said, did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in the name of Yahusha? Acts 5, well, it wouldn't have been Jesus, because Jesus didn't come along until 1565 A.D. C.E., if you want to go by that. And before that, what was it before Jesus? It was Jesus. So we'll study that a little more, but first, Acts 5, the council said, did we not straitly command you that you should not teach in the name of Yahusha? So it wasn't Jesus, because they didn't have J in those days. If it would have been Jesus, then look up the word Jesus, as we have done. Check it out. Look on our website, yahweh.name. You'll find out where Jesus or Jesus came from. And we use that word, we use that name for years and years. And people have died. People have been murdered because they use that name. Huh? Some people have taken it in a derogatory manner when they get angry. Acts 5:29, then Kepha and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey Yahweh rather than man. Hosea 2:17 is another good one. Yahweh is calling the meek and teachable ones. Matthew 18, the Messiah said, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew 18. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as a little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. A little child seeks to learn. He doesn't think to teach his parents. And if loved and taught right, he doesn't have to be told many times before he obeys. Yahweh has told us over 7,000 times in his word that his name is important to him as well as to your salvation. There is salvation in no other name given under heaven. Acts 4:12. Matthew 18:20, where two or three are gathered together in my substitute name. No, in my name, there am I in the midst of them. How about Acts 4:12? Read it according to the protesting way. The Protestants, as we would read, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other substitute name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You should not teach in the substitute name of Yahusha. Well, that would be a good command. That would be a good one. The history of his name. Now we get into this from the booklet My People Shall Know My Name by Truman. The history of his name. While his name is from eternity, Isaiah 63:16, Yahusha's name and the history is traced from Genesis 2:4-22 at creation. In the day that Yahweh recreated the earth and the heavens, or created the earth and the heavens, the translator substituted capital L-O-R-D in all 7,000 places where the Hebrew gave the name of Yahweh. And it wasn't just the King James people who were guilty of this. They propagated that and continued to alter Yahweh's name in 7,000 places in the scriptures until we get to modern times. We have the one called the scriptures and the restoration scriptures, Hebrew scriptures, different scriptures came out like that made the corrections. 7,000 times, though, that translators, the Hellenized translators, substituted L-O-R-D, which means Baal. If you look it up, even in the Strong's Concordance, which normally agrees with our Protestant thinking, it normally agrees with that in Strong's, but we're going to be using Strong's for other references here, as we have done, about the Messiah's name. We went to Strong's, we went to the Hebrew lexicon, the Greek lexicon, and we have many other references here to cite. Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh were four consonant letters called the Tetragrammaton, which is the name of our Heavenly Father Yahweh. And archaeologists discovered and translated years ago, the Hebrew language did not and does not contain vowel letters, only vowel sounds as they read and they spoke. The Greeks developed the first alphabet with vowel letters by changing the four consonant letters of Yahweh's name into vowels of I-E-U-E. That's not good. I-E-U-E. No, that's bad. Now the Hellenized scholars, they claim that the consonant letters of Yahweh's name are both vowels and consonants, or they'll make variations of that statement, that they make claim that it's both consonant and vowel letters. But not in the same alphabet, no. In the Hebrew, not in Hebrew nor in Greek. But they are consonants in Hebrew, and they are vowels in Greek. Can you not discern how sly and clever that was? That how Satan in his double talk has tried to destroy the name of Yahweh, Y-H-V-H. He tried to turn it into a combination of consonants and vowels, letters, vowel letters from the Greek. It is further claimed that the Greek vowel letters made it possible at least to pronounce the Hebrew name of Yahweh. Beware of Greeks bearing gifts. Their vowel letters have given many different spellings, whereas Yahweh, spellings, yes, not just pronunciations. Yahweh told us that there is only one name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. There is a meaning in a name. Yahweh's name means I am. He alone has eternal life to give. There is salvation in no other name. All the Greek alphabet did was to make the pagan name of the Persian sun god, I-E-U, pronounceable to the whole world. Daniel 2:39. The Greeks thus changed Yahweh's name into I-E-U-E, and the Hellenized translators of the scriptures substituted Lord for the capital Hebrew letters for Yahweh. L-O-R-D is not a translation of Yahweh. It's not a transliteration either. It's a substitution. And so if you're looking at what year that happened, I don't know exactly what year. If we want to go back to the era of the Maccabees, we'll look at that. So that would be a couple of hundred years before the Messiah. Or if we want to go back to Daniel's time, so somewhere in that. So I don't know the exact years. I'm not a great historian, and even if I am some kind of a historian, I would question any quotation I might make, because I'm just not that great of a historian, at least not yet. Maybe I'll sharpen my tools in that area, but history was my worst subject. I learned from the wrong people. I'm ashamed to tell you. The reason the translators gave for changing Yahweh Hebrew letters, now here's the reason. Why do they do this? Why do they change YHVH into LORD? They say it was because Yava and IEUE were not pronounceable. You're not supposed to pronounce it, they said. It's a, you know, kind of a mysterious, sacred, hidden word there that nobody is supposed to say. Maybe just whisper once a year behind the veil during the Feast of Atonement or something. But there's no command about that. And that the, not the sacred name, I'm not going to use the word sacred, because that's a corrupt word, but I will use the word separated or pure, the pure name. They say that it had been forgotten and lost. But Yahweh commands us, four letters, YHVH, you can't make a word out of that. But Yahweh commands us not to add to or remove from his word, or he will remove our name from his book of life. The fact that he has also commanded us to prove all things and to prove him. We need to document, to authenticate, to make references. When we say something, we need to back it up. We could quote where we got the idea from scripture, what verse, what chapter, book, chapter, and verse, and so on, or from some reference material, we can quote what that is. That's just a work of man, but that's at least giving some credence, backing us up to, where did we get this information, that we didn't just make it up on our own. And then you can judge whether or not these other books are worthy of being trusted. If his word is proven to be unprovable, then his word is no better than that of any good-for-nothing dumb idol. So why waste the time? Just what Satan would have us conclude. The reason his name has been forgotten has been recorded. He removed it. Yahweh removed it from the lips of all who have chosen to worship Baal, or Baal, the Lord, to this day. 1 Kings 16:31. Also many other references. 18:21, 12:28 of 1 Kings, then Judges 8:33, Judges 9:4, 2 Kings 10:29, Joshua 24, Jeremiah 8, 2 Chronicles 13, Jeremiah 12, Jeremiah 23, and Hosea 2:17, very, very popular Hosea 2:17. We quote that one on the program here a lot, on YahvehYahweh.name. Let's do the first one there, 1 Kings 16. So you are teaching me, I appreciate your, it's kind of hard to learn things through the Google engine, the Google search, but that's the way people are trying to teach me, is through Google. That's okay. I'm learning to use Google as a search, but I'm not going to make that my only tool. Okay, first, I use the scriptures. That's my tool. 1 Kings 16:31. The glasses, the eyes, they're kind of giving away. Or they're not too weak. Carrot juice is working really good. Carrot juice and celery juice, that makes eyes get healthy. And then old people don't have to get stronger glasses, they have to get weaker ones. So that's my problem. Yeah, not only getting too old, but my eyes are getting too good for those glasses. That's neither here nor there. Okay, we're 1 Kings 18:21. And he answered, and I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh. And thou hast followed Baal. And verse 21, Eliah came unto all the people and said, how long will you halt between two opinions? If Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. There's just a lot of evidence throughout Scripture here. Where was I reading this morning? I was reading everywhere in the Scriptures, but disobedience always brings some kind of a curse, a disappointment. So as we continue to walk in Yahweh's word, we're not going to run into that brick wall, into a blank wall. We are going to be in Messiah's care, walking in his way and being lifted up in his sight. He'll bless us. He'll bless us if we desire to keep his law. We can't keep it on our own. Yahweh will cause us to walk in His statutes, commandments, judgments, and testimonies, and not we ourselves. Otherwise, we could boast that I was the one, that we were the ones who did all the spiritual work. We were so spiritual, we were so, all this goodness that Yahweh put in us, we were just so good on our own, or because He gave it to us, but we were just too good, we think. We get too proud and puffed up. But it's not we ourselves that are the ones who are doing the good work. No, it's the Spirit of Yahweh, the Ruach HaKadosh, it's Yahweh Himself. It's the Messiah. It's Yahusha, the Messiah who died in our stead. He died for our transgressions, our sins. And praise Him. Praise Him today. So His word and name may have been mistranslated and taken away from and added to in many places. But Yahweh has allowed it. He has allowed this hiding of His word and mistranslating it and using L-O-R-D and J-E-S-U-S to test us to see we've only been using J-E-S-U-S for 430 years, about four grandpas or four grandmas, if they have 100 years of life in each of them, or if they lived only 50 years, then it would have been eight grandmas or grandpas ago that we did not, no one used Jehovah or Jesus because there was no J. Maybe they used Yahovah. Now that would have been very, very close to what to the Tetragrammaton, to YHVH. But now they just use Jehovah. The witnesses come around and they say, well, we use Jehovah, even though it isn't His name, but that's the most popular name, and so we use that because everybody knows what we're talking about. But if it isn't His name, well, why use it in the first place? And if you were to use the correct name, then, or if they were to use it, then more people would know what His name is, if they would just straighten out and use Yahweh's name. And of course, they'd probably go with Yahweh, wouldn't they? He has allowed to test us to see if we will search for Him with all of our hearts, Jeremiah 29:13. He wants us to build spiritual muscles against Satan's deceptions, for His word and His name are provable, even in the mistranslations. It does not take a scholarship of this word, or excuse me, of this world to prove Him. All it takes is the humble mind and attitude of a little child who has complete faith and trust in his parents' words. In fact, if you're a scholar of the world, well, you'll be conceited. You'll be puffed up. You've been taught before you can start to learn. You've been taught tradition before you can start to learn Yahweh's word. And that is why Yahweh wants us to come to Him as a small child with an uncluttered mind that seeks to learn from His word, being teachable, Deuteronomy 30:13. You don't have to go to the university's professor to prove His word. Universities will only qualify you to minister, be a professional minister in one of the many religious denominations, but they will all disqualify you to minister in the congregation of Yahweh. Matthew 18, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. So two or three gathered not in His substitute name, but in His name, there He is in their midst. What if they don't know, what if they're just ignorant? Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do about that. In our case, when we are ignorant, we used other names and titles. I'm not going to clear us and say, well, we are not guilty. What if we, were negligent? What if we just didn't study fast enough and diligently enough and well enough? So maybe it was, maybe it was our fault that we didn't learn His name as quickly as we did. I mean, it took me 25 years, I think, from the time I was saved. The Hellenized scholars of this world only go back to the ancient Phoenician Hebrew alphabet to prove the name of Yisrael's Mighty One, the Lord. They have forgotten and refused to remember the most ancient Paleo-Hebrew picture letter alphabet that Moses wrote the first five books of the scriptures 200 years before the Phoenicians developed their chicken tracks to their Lord Baal of merchandise. There are many Elohim, many lords, but there is only one Yahweh, one Yahweh. 1 Corinthians 8:5. So I want to repeat the last part of the last paragraph. The Hellenized scholars of this world only go back to the ancient Paleo-Phoenician Hebrew alphabet to prove the name of Israel's mighty one, Yahweh, which they call the Lord. They have forgotten and refused to remember the most ancient Paleo-Hebrew picture letter alphabet that Moses wrote the first five books of the word 200 years before the Phoenicians developed chicken tracks. Paleo means ancient, before vowel letters, but the most ancient Paleo alphabet was the Hebrew picture letters, as depicted in the World Book Encyclopedia. Us, the 10 northern tribes of Israel, joined with the Phoenicians when Jeroboam became their king, having split off from the altars of Jerusalem. I think Jeroboam was a type of Constantine. I can just see his smile, you know, very smooth, polished, suave, charismatic man, very man that you would look up to, you know, because of appearances. He'd be quite eloquent, well-groomed, have lots of cologne dabbed on and all that. That's Jeroboam or Constantine there in my eyes. But they split off from the altars of Jerusalem, Jeremiah 12 and Jeremiah 23, 27, 1 Kings 12, 1 Kings 12, 26, 1 Kings 12, 28, and 13, 33. A lot of scriptures there. I need to document these and put them down on the article and the document that goes with this. There will be a written article that should go and have the sermon notes or the teaching notes there, if you don't like the word sermon. People have brought a bad connotation to that word sermon. Well, maybe it is. Alphabets were designed to rule the people, either religiously, commercially, or politically. Yahweh's Paleo picture alphabet was designed to keep his people in remembrance of him as they read or wrote. Each letter had meaning to his word. The Phoenician chicken tracks were of commercial meaning to their god Baal. But then people say, but Yahweh's name, or Yahweh or Jehovah's name, is secret. We're not supposed to pronounce it. So they took Judges 13:18 to say that his name is a secret word and therefore no one can know it. But we're commanded to preach the word. We're commanded to preach his name. Now we have all those scriptures up there on the website. Psalm 91, remember those? About that we are commanded take it to the heathen. Psalm 22, I will declare thy substitute name unto my brethren. No, don't say that, Stephania. Declare thy name, thy actual, real name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. I will declare thy name. Not substitute name, Stephania. No. His real name, YHVH. Psalm 29, 2, I will declare thy actual name. Now, I'm just inserting that actual there for emphasis. It doesn't really say that, okay? I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation will I praise thee. Psalm 44, 20. If we have forgotten the name of our Maker or stretched out our hands to a strange Elohim. And let you finish up that one. Psalm 44, 20 to 22. Shall not Yahweh search this out, for he knoweth the secrets of the heart? He knows them. Yeah. For thy sake are we killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. So that's some of those verses there. Let's see, there are more. Whisper's name annually at the Feast of Atonement. No. It doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't. Well, the priests said that. The priests of the Dark Ages, the Kabbalistic priests, said to whisper the name of Yahweh and don't tell anybody else what it is. It's too magical to pronounce, to say, because we're afraid that you'll go out and misuse his name and blaspheme his name, get angry or something. Well, I've never done that. I hope you never have either used his real name in anger. In frustration, you might say, "Yeah, well, I'm so frustrated." You know, Psalm 20 or 102. Even the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all of the kings of the earth shall fear thy esteem. I added the two words, or somebody did, shall fear, in the second stanza there. All the kings of the earth shall fear thy esteem. They could read it without that. All the kings of the earth, thy esteem. So shall fear is assumed then in that case. There's just a whole wealth of scriptures. There's many. Isaiah 43:3 and Jeremiah 20 verse 8, Joel, Hosea 13, I think, many, many more. So let's continue here with this article from My People Shall Know My Name. We've gone more than half an hour into the broadcast. I'll tell you exactly right now, it's 36 minutes and 47 seconds, 36 minutes into the broadcast. So we're certainly not going to go over an hour. That's where I have to stop, because the MP3 file gets too boggy. It takes too long to download on some computers, or maybe on all of them. Is his name a secret? No. That word secret there in Judges 13:18 could have been interpreted like it was interpreted everywhere else as wonderful. In every other case, secret, word 6383, that was numbered in Strong's Concordance. You could look at Isaiah 9:6. Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, you know, the Mighty One. Psalm 139, verse 6. Psalm 139:14. And it should have been translated as wonderful in Judges 13:18 as well, but it wasn't. The Hebrew number for secret is 5641, and that wasn't even used in Judges 13:18. 5641 means secret. And in Deuteronomy, there's a different number for that. Okay, Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things, using one of the word for secret. The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Yahweh. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. And this law included the name of Yahweh. So Satan would like us to do some double thinking and to be confused. He is the author of confusion. The separated name of Yahweh was written in the Hebrew all consonant letters, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Not Yod-Heh-Wow-Heh. Maybe that's where people get the expression wow, you know. But the Hellenized scholars have substituted four Greek vowel letters, I-E-U-E, and then that's I-E-U-E, which would be pronounced I-E-U. And then, because of the resulting confusion of tongues, they may have come up with many different combinations for his one name, for Yahweh's one name, whereby all must be saved. Some say it is Yahweh or Jahweh, even though there was no consonant letter W until Rome doubled the Greek U, and the letter J wasn't developed until the 16th century A.D. or C.E. In Hebrew, the W follows the vowel of U or O, and as silent as ooh. So W could not be one of the consonant letter sounds in the Hebrew tetragrammaton. The Hellenized scholars all know this, but the key phrase is double think. There were no vowel letters until the Greeks developed their alphabet, in which they changed the Hebrew consonants. So the Greeks did it. So that answers the question, who did it? The Greeks developed their alphabet, in which they changed the Hebrew consonants of Yahweh's name into vowels of I-E-U. Look in the encyclopedia, Strong's Concordance, under 1933, and Hebrew 1961. It's I am. I am in Exodus 3:14. See 17:35 for the name of D-O-D-A, V-A-H. In Second Chronicles 20, Dodova means love of Yah, which thus gives the full name of Yahweh in his name, and is the meaning, and in the meaning of his name. The Hebrew W sound, in Hebrew, the W sound is shown as being silent. following the vowel of O or U, giving it a long or short U sound. See 3100. The silent W is not vowel pointed. Because the Hebrews did not have vowel letters and the Greeks did not have the consonant letters of YHVH, the Hebrews had to take their vav, their V, to vowel point when translating from Hebrew to Greek. When the vav is unvowel pointed, it remains the consonant letter of V, as in vine. See letters I in the encyclopedia. See the letters I, E, and U. See also Strong's in the Hebrew Strong's Concordance, 352, 457, and 3063 for I, E, and U. The Greeks changed the Hebrew YHVH into IEUE, which is a pagan goddess, Iesus. Then the Hellenized translators changed it to Lord in all 7,000 places to destroy his name. Very, very interesting. I need to take a break, give you a break, and take stock here. We have some real information here. We've been using the book, The Two Babylons. You can get that for free from giveshare.org. You can download it for free. Alexander Hislop's The Two Babylons. I forget how many pages it is, but try to make sure that it comes out in Microsoft Word, not in Notepad, because it just there's no carriage returns in Notepad when you're downloading that program. Alexander Hislop's great book, The Two Babylons. It's I would consider very technical to me. It's pretty technical, so you may or may not need it. I haven't even read that much of it, but done research in there using The Two Babylons, and that's quite useful. It's one of our reference materials that we use around here to find out. Well, that book actually deals very much with the Roman Catholic faith, and I remember, you know, having been brought up Catholic and even having gone through Jesuit education, preparing for priesthood, I suppose. I went to a prep school, and you know, having met the teachers, the so-called fathers, and different leaders there, they were, you know, they were the type of people who were very, very intelligent, very good teachers. I think they were trying to put on a good example to try to make up for all the bad things that happened during the Dark Ages and probably are still happening, you know, with the Illuminati, the Jesuit. Actually, we find Jesuits in our pews today in the Protestant churches, and probably they don't even know that they're Jesuits. They just have all of these arguments against Yahweh's word, against his law, against the speaking in the spirit, against, you know, they're against everything. So probably a good Jesuit who has really studied would be insulted by that remark, so I'd have to maybe apologize to him. But if we don't trust in the Messiah only for our salvation, then we wouldn't be considered good in the first place. We have to trust in our Savior, the Messiah, Yahusha, the Messiah, and not in a church, not in their type of baptism, not in the sprinkling, or anything like that. We don't trust in another religion, especially the RCC, to save us, or the Pope, or you know, some authority, some great leader in a Protestant faith. That's true. They may have some fine points, some good points about them. They may understand a lot of things and be able to teach very well and eloquently, but they're not to be worshipped. We're not to give them $18 million, as a lot of people gave Harold Camping for his false prophecies about the end times in the year 2011. And I think we're still here. Somebody pinch me, but I don't think I've been raptured away or anything. Sorry, Harold. But a lot of good things in all the ministries, but it just doesn't make it unless we are trying for 100%. If we are trying to strive and be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, then we are far ahead. We've run the race properly if we've run it in Messiah's the way that he specifies. And we've trusted in the word We go to the scriptures, to Romans 10:9, Ephesians 2:8 through 10, that by unmerited favor are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of Yahweh, not of works, lest anyone should boast. If we go to the book of Romans, right, 10:9, if we confess with our mouth that Yahusha is the mighty one, that he is Yahweh, then we shall be saved. We believe that he rose from the grave, that he was dead, that he actually went to the grave, that he died, was buried, and was resurrected for our salvation, forgiveness of sins, for our deliverance from sins, deliverance from all of our evil ways. People could say, well, those are just bad habits. Yahweh only made suggestions, huh? Well, if you read the word, I don't hear the word suggestion being used in there. I don't see that at all. Psalm 79, verse 6, pour out thy wrath upon the heathen that have not known thee, and upon the kingdoms that have not called upon thy substitute name. No, that have not called upon thy name. What is his name? Yahweh. And his son's name, we know what his son's name is not. We've studied that quite diligently. There shall no strange Elohim be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. Right. Psalm 83, Psalm 102, 15. And then I want you to listen to the next chapter here, the next file we have. Psalm 102, 15. So the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh. The heathen shall fear. That's better than a protesting Protestant or protesting Roman Catholic who doesn't trust in Yahweh, who is trusting in their church leader or their church or their church charters to save them. So the heathen shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth thy esteem. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his esteem, in his kavod. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Praise him. To hear the groanings of the prisoners, to loose that are appointed to death, to declare the name of Yahweh in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem. Psalm 102. When the people are gathered together in the kingdoms to serve Yahweh, he weakeneth my strength in the way. He shortened my days. I said, O my Yahweh, take me not away in the midst of my days. Thy years are throughout all generations. See Hebrews 1:8. Of old hast thou laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, as a vessel, a vesture. Shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. Blessed be Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his separated name, his pure name. Hallelujah. No more substitute names, corrupt or uncorrupt. Substitution is just not the right name to use for Yahweh. We're not calling him by his personal name, by who he is, and the name that he specified, that he asks and tells, commands us to call him that, to call him Yahweh, call his son Yahusha. And we shall be saved. Not Shua. Remember, we've been through that study about the Shua, that it means crying out to peel. And those who use that, and they've heard the broadcast or they've read the study about it, but they completely ignore the issue, and they don't use the authentication, the references, to show why that is true or not true. We try to use the references here, the authentication, the documentation, to show and prove why such and such is or is not. Be sure and drop us an email with your comments to StephanYah@yahweh.name. That's .name, not .com or something, but .name. StephanYah@yahweh.name. Thanks a lot. Shalom. Join us on